What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Market Insight. I'm Michael Suedo. Markets across the region are in the red today, with investors once again concerned about trade and the possible imposition of tariffs by the United States on Chinese imports. The Straits Times Index currently down 0.6% at 31.27. A big change is afoot with the Straits Times Index, and you might say that a very prominent partner of StarHub has decided to disconnect its line. The Straits Times Index is dropping StarHub and replacing it with Dairy Farm. Why? Well, to find out, we're joined now by two of DBS's top analysts, Sachin Mittal and Alfie Yeo. Sachin covers StarHub, Alfie follows Dairy Farm. Sachin and Alfie, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Hi.
Sachin, let's start with you. This really does seem, if I can be blunt, like a kick in the face to StarHub. The stock price has been down, the business is dropping, and now it's no longer considered a blue chip company. What is your take on it?
Well, market cap is a important part of the, you know, all these indexes. So I think in May, MSCI Singapore excluded StarHub, and we are seeing now FTSE State Time Index following with exclusion of StarHub. So in a way, yeah, I mean, this is not completely surprising. And StarHub is going through some tough times. That's not a secret.
Well, StarHub's trying to put a good face on it. Their IR officer says that irrespective of this, they're still going to do their best. It's only going to spur them to work harder. When it comes down to it, though, this will lead investors who track the index to sell off their shares in StarHub, won't it?
Yeah, because many funds, they do benchmark themselves with the index. So, you know, if you want to outperform the index, you buy the index and you keep a different weightage of those companies. So, in a way, yes, it's good to be in the fund, in the index, and not so good to be outside the index.
So, this is good news for Dairy Farm. Alfie, why do you think Dairy Farm was the company chosen to replace StarHub?
Well, I think Dairy Farm is one of the larger market cap stocks on the index, and regionally is one of the largest grocery supermarket retailers. So we are not surprised that Dairy Farm has been chosen, because earlier this year they have been included into the Hong Kong MSCI index. So I think this is just a natural progression whereby they come on to the STI index.
Well, you mentioned that they're involved, they're a retailer, they're involved with consumer goods. They're also a Jardine company. This brings Jardine's share of the STI to more than 15% between Dairy Farm, Jardine Matheson, Hong Kong Land, Jardine Strategic, Jardine Cycle and Carriage. That's a lot of Jardine companies in one index, isn't it?
Yeah, so with regards to what they bring to the economy, I think that's pretty significant, and therefore being included in the index also is also a representation of how big their share size is, and from the fact that their earnings, it shows how significant it is to the STI and the market as a whole as well. So it is a positive validation of that.
Well, another thing which this represents is the importance of consumer goods stocks, because Dairy Farm's inclusion in the STI now means that consumer goods constitute 6 to 7% of the weight of the STI. This is really quite interesting at a time when the Straits Times Index is, you might say, not quite in bearish territory, but it's down. And people say, a lot of investors say, that defensive stocks, consumer goods, staples are the way to go when it comes to investing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think quite a large part of the economy or GDP is part of is driven by consumption, and so going up on the constituents on consumer stocks, I think it is it's probably in line, and it will probably reflect the economy is, given that probably 2/3 of 60% of GDP is attributed to consumption.
Alfie, if we look at the stock market right now, Dairy Farm is up 4 cents to $8.94 a share. So that's not a huge percentage jump. It doesn't seem that it's had, well, I mean, investors are not jumping up and down with joy for the company yet. Why do you think that is?
Based on the last results they have had, challenges in terms of cost, and one of their associates has not been performing well. So in terms of the result-wise, we think that there's certainly a limit to the upside for the stock as of now. And since our last buy call, probably a few months back, the stock has gained about 20%, and I think at this juncture, we think that the stock price should pause for a breather at the moment.
All right, so you're saying that Dairy Farm's price should likely pause for a breather. Sachin, let's bring you back into the conversation. StarHub shares unchanged today. Where do you stand on StarHub right now? Is it going to drop further, or are they finally getting around to re-energizing?
A lot at this point depends on the new management, new CEO. A lot of expectations, you know, and I think there's a lot to do on the cost side. How do you cut the cost? How do you make the telco more digital? And they have recently acquired, a big stake in cybersecurity from a Temasek-linked company. So in a way, there are a lot of things to be done. But what I understand, when a company is facing the kind of challenges StarHub is facing, it takes time to turn around the company, you know. There are challenges in the mobile, there are challenges in the pay TV sector. So, and there's a fourth telco coming up, right? So it is going to be a while, you know, before actually you see earnings going, taking a different direction. Right now the earnings are dropping. So it will take a lot of effort, and we have a hold rating on the stock right now.
Well, you mentioned that StarHub it's just struck a deal to do more in cybersecurity. It seems like it's starting to do more and more things outside what we think of as its core competencies as being a telco. Is it really just changing its business model?
Well, I won't say that, because cybersecurity, in a way, it uses telco networks. So you can say that they're trying to grow competencies on top of their connectivity. And I think without that, it will be difficult to even turn around. So they need to do more of such kind of things whereby connectivity is used, but it's not the only thing, you know. Connectivity can be a part of the solution, but the solution needs to be more than connectivity.
All right, just to summarize for our listeners now, from each of you, buy, sell, or hold, what is your position on the stock? Sachin, what is your position on StarHub?
Yeah, I have a hold rating on StarHub now, given the stock has dropped a lot already.
Okay, and Alfie, what is your take on Dairy Farm?
It's a hold for now.
Okay, so in both cases, it's a hold. We've been speaking with Sachin Mittal and Alfie Yeo from DBS. To recap, Dairy Farm is being added to the Straits Times Index effective September 24th, and StarHub is being dropped.